弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上来谈当有大军来攻击的时候。
Tonight we will study when a great multitude comes upon us.
我们这几天的读经都在读约沙法王的故事。
In the past few days during Bible study, we have read the story of Jehoshaphat.
今天 读经在读二十章哈，历代志下二十章。
And tonight the Bible reading is Second Chronicles, chapter 20.
这一章所记载的这个事件非常的特殊。
And what is recorded in chapter 20 is very special.
这件事情带给我们很多的教训。
And this event teaches us many things.
那也看到当一个人愿意倚靠神的时候。
And it shows us that once one person is willing to rely on God,
这位神真的是可信靠的。
This God is a God that is reliable.
他一定会拯救。
And he will save you.
我们在我们的信仰生活当中，我们会不会碰到一些情况是让我们束手无策的？
In our spiritual lives, do we encounter certain events that we think we are unable to overcome?
也就是说，我们真的不知道怎么办呢？
In other words, we truly do not know what to do.
So, 面对一个困难，我们在敌人面前，我们真的投降了。
That in front of an obstacle, in front of an enemy, we feel helpless.
就是接下去只能靠神了。
And thereafter, we can do nothing but rely on God.
那这位神用奇妙的方法施行拯救。
And this God uses very miraculous methods to save us.
那这个历史事件其实要告诉我们一个很重要的道理。
And this historical event teaches us a very important lesson.
在神的国度里面，
that in the kingdom of God,
我们会遇到的困难，有时候真的是属灵的。
The difficulties we encounter sometimes is spiritual.
虽然我们在世上也会真的碰到一些实际上的困难。
Even though on this earth we will encounter physical tribulations.
真的也会有一些敌人。
And there will be physical enemies.
但是圣经它所提的基本上都跟我们的救恩有关系的。
But what is brought up in the Bible has to do with our salvation.
所以当这个大军是远超过我们能力所能抵抗的时候，
And so when this multitude overcomes our abilities,
也就是说这个困难可能真的我们认为已经没有希望，已经没有办法得胜了。
Or in other words, when we feel like this difficulty overcomes us and there is no way we can be victorious,
这可能是我们的家庭的生活。
Perhaps this has to do with our family life.
可能我们的财务的困难。
Or our material possessions or difficulties.
可能我们面对疾病的时候，我们生命真的已经觉得无望了。
When in the face of illness, we feel like our life is hopeless.
或者是我们在面对属灵征战的时候，我们觉得我们已经快要被击溃了。
Or in spiritual warfare, we feel like we are about to be defeated.
这个就是像我们面对的一对非常强大的敌人在我们眼前。
This is similar to encountering enemies in front of us.
那我们要怎么办呢？
And what do we do in that circumstance?
我们来从历代志下二十章来学习神告诉我们的道理。
Let us read Second Chronicles 20 and see what God teaches us.
我们现在请读二十章的第一节到第三节。
Second Chronicles
20
verse 1 to 2.
请读。
Verse 1, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. 2, then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar.
好，你看这里第一节一开头说此后就是接下去第十九章以后，因为约沙法王他他之前曾经犯了一个错误，做了一件很愚昧的事情。
In 20 verse 1 it says after this, and it happened after verse 19 when Jehoshaphat committed a sin.
错误。
Wrongdoing.
那这个错误就是第十九章哈，第十九章的第二节那里说。
And this wrongdoing is recorded in 19 verse 2.
就是当时候约沙瓦他去跑去跟亚哈。结亲之后，他被亚哈邀请去打仗了。
And in 19 verse 2, Jehoshaphat was invited by Ahab to go to war.
那他之所以被邀请去，是因为他去 娶他们家，他的儿子娶他亚哈家的女儿。
And the reason why he became allies with Ahab was because his son married the daughter of Ahab.
那所以呢，在第十八章就记载约沙法王怎么样一步一步的落入了亚哈所设的圈套里面。
And so chapter 18 describes in detail the step by step how Jehoshaphat went into the family of Ahab.
这个陷阱，他亚哈哈，亚哈其实心很坏。
And King Ahab, his heart was not good.
但是神定义要灭他的。
But it was God's will for him to do this.
但是亚哈他还不知道，他一直认为说他打仗的时候可以平安。
But Ahab was not aware of this, and he kept thinking that in war he would receive peace.
但是约沙王傻傻的，约沙王他傻傻的，他不够聪明。
But Jehoshaphat was not very smart.
那他就是这样子，就照着亚哈的安排啊，差点在战场上差点没命啊。
And according to the plan of Ahab, he nearly lost his life in war.
如果不是神保护他，约沙法王就没命了。
And if it was not for God protecting him, then Jehoshaphat would have lost his life.
后来亚哈死了。
And after Ahab died,
那约沙法王平平安的又回到耶路撒冷来。
And Jehoshaphat peacefully returned to Jerusalem.
他回来之后，先知就来责备他了。
And after he returned, the priest came to rebuke him.
先知。
The prophet came to rebuke him.
那这个先知责备是说，你怎么第十九章的第二节说，你怎么去帮助恶人啊，爱那恨恶神的人呢？
And in 19 verse 2, he rebuked him, saying, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord?"
所以现在神的怒气向你临到你了。
Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you.
所以神要向你发怒，就表示说你接下去会有一些。从神来的惩罚。
The wrath of the Lord is upon you, meaning that thereafter, you will be punished by the Lord.
但是第三节那时候，你看先知，你看他就跟他说，但是因为你还有善行，因为你从国中除掉木偶，立定心意寻求神。
But in 19 verse 3, the prophet continued saying, because these good things are found in you, because you remove the wooden idols from the land.
那表示说，其实约沙法王这个人，他真的是。立定心意在寻求神，真的是敬畏神，要行神眼中看为正的事的。
It shows that Jehoshaphat was very determined to do what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
但是他有时候心太软，又不够警醒。
But sometimes his heart was too soft, and he was not determined enough.
对神给他的这些诫命律法不够坚持。
And toward the laws that the Lord gave to him, he did not stand up against them.
所以他妥协了。
And therefore, he lost his
ground. 妥协就是在婚姻的事情上跟亚哈的这个家结亲。
First, it was in marriage that he made relations with Ahab's family.
那很有可能就是为了要拉拢以色列国。
And perhaps his intention was to make allies with the land of Israel.
因为过去他父亲的时代。
Because during his father's generation.
他的父亲是亚撒王。
His father was King Asa.
那亚撒王他曾经跟这个北国以色列国有一些不愉快的事。
And previously, his father King Asa did not have good relations with the northern kingdom.
那现在呢？他现在约沙王好像想过来，反过来想要拉拢，借这个婚姻跟北国和好。
And now Jehoshaphat wants to mend that relationship with the northern kingdom.
那所以你看他就去。做了这一件错误的事情。
So we see that he committed this wrongdoing.
因为亚哈他之所以很恶，是因为他不但行约罗波安所行的道，又把拜巴利偶像巴利这个事情在全国一直提倡。
Now King Ahab was wicked because he continued to worship idols and made the kingdom of Israel worship idols.
就是巴利拜巴利，特别是拜巴利这件事情。巴利跟 Baal，
and in particular, it was worshiping Baal, the idol.
因为他娶的这个耶洗别当妻子的时候，就把这个巴利这个偶像带到以色列国来了。
Because after he married, he brought Baal, the idol, to the kingdom of Israel.
所以在神眼中，那个亚哈那是恶人呢。
And so in the eyes of the Lord, Ahab was a wicked person.
那约沙法王他本来应该是要去爱神所爱的人才对。
And Jehoshaphat was supposed to love those who love the Lord.
但他现在反过来去爱那个恨恶神的人。
But on the contrary, he now loved those who hated the Lord.
那所以，因为当时候约沙法王是好人，但是哦，他又被诱惑到去做出这个愚昧的事情。
So at the time, we see that even though Jehoshaphat was a good person, he was convinced to do things that were wrong in the eyes of the Lord.
那是因为他有这个，还有这个善行，在神眼中，神纪念他所做的。
But it was because he still had these good things that he did in the past that God remembered what he did.
但是当时候先知并没有跟他说，神的愤怒是要怎么临到你的。
But at the time, the prophet did not mention to him how the wrath of God would be upon him.
好了，接下去我们就看到约沙法他这个人就是很谦卑了。
And following, we see Jehoshaphat was indeed a humble person.
你看他现在回来的时候，他就开始到犹大各地去设立司法制度、审判官。
We see that when he returned to Judah, he set throughout
judges.
The judges in the fortified cities.
那他对这些审判官特别吩咐他们一定要敬畏神。
And he set upon these judges that they had to take heed for the Lord.
一定要注意这个审判的事情是属神的，是为神做事。
And they had to keep in mind that their judgment was doing according to the Lord.
审判的时候一定要公正。
And in their judgment, they had to be just.
因为神是公义的，神没有不义的事。
Because God is just and everything God does is just.
不可以偏待人，不可以偏心。
And they could not be biased against certain people.
也就是说，在审判的时候不可以有私心。
And what this means is that in their judgment, they could not favor one party.
第三个，他说你一定要很廉洁，不可以受贿赂。
And third was that they could not take bribes.
就是他本身在这个心跟这个行为上都要很正直，不可以有一点贪恋。
And that in their heart and in their actions, they had to be pure and not be swayed by bribes.
所以他就一直强调这个你每一个做领导做判断的人一定要忠心诚实办事。
And so he took these three matters very important to the judges that he appointed.
他知道说神是以善人同在的。
Because Jehoshaphat understood that God was with those who were good.
因为神所爱的人他一定会去追随这个神的善。
And those who love God will yearn after what is good in the eyes of the Lord.
那所以我们就看到这个约沙法，他做了接下去做一系列的这个在国中里面的建设跟那个遵行神的道的这个好事。
And so we see the order of events. We see that Jehoshaphat was pursuing what was good in the eyes of the Lord.
好了，接下来，摩押人、亚门人还有这个米乌尼人开始联合起来攻击他。
And following, the Moabites and the Ammonites went together in a battle against Jehoshaphat.
那这个我们中文把它用米乌尼人那这个又有一个注解说是亚门人
And here, this is referring to the Ammonites.
那这个很有可能从这个第二十章里面的信息看来，很有可能就是以东人，在住在西尔山的以东地的人。
And this is likely the people who are living in En Gedi.
不是西尔，是就是西尔山的第十节那里，我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. These are the people who were likely living in Mount Seir.
那这个就是，那这个很显然，这个亚门人、摩押人跟西尔山人应该就是当时候，那这个地点都在死海的东边的那一群，那一些居民。
And the Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, the people of Mount Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir were likely living to the east of the Dead Sea.
所以当时候他们说从海外亚兰那边，亚兰这个地方应该看起来是以东地的意思。
And so what this means is they were likely from the east.
因为亚兰跟以东在希伯来文的时候只有差一点而已。
Because
在希伯来文里面
In Hebrew, these two words are very similar.
少一点可能就变一个意思了。
And if they are lacking in one stroke, then they are the same meaning.
因为亚兰是在北边的亚兰是 Aaron， 他在以色列国的北边。
Because Aaron is north of Israel.
那现在他们这些摩押亚门人跟住在西尔山的，应该在死海的东边，应该这个就是以 那个以东那个地方的。
And Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, these people were likely living in the east, east of the Dead Sea.
啊，那因为它这个隐基底呢，哈，这个地方是在死海的西边，啊，死海的西岸这边。
And En-Gedi was likely west of the Dead Sea.
哦，所以现在这个三国的联军呢，其实已经跑到犹大的国境来了，
and
已经入侵了。
These three people coming together.
他们已经攻进来了。
They already came into the southern kingdom.
哦，那所以现在第二节说，有人来报告约瑟法说，哇，现在从海外有大军来攻击你。
And so someone reported in verse 2 and came to Jehoshaphat saying a great multitude is coming against you beyond the sea.
他们什么时候攻进来，那个王都不知道。
And when they came in, even the king was not aware.
那现在别人向他报告，他才知道，哇，原来已经大军入境了。
And not until he received a news from the messenger that he knew that a great people had already come.
那这件事情其实就是神对约沙法发怒的事。
And this event was actually God showing his wrath against Jehoshaphat.
所以在这里我们就要看，当大军来攻击我们的时候。
So here we see that when a great multitude comes upon us.
这个其实就是要我们去反省的时候了。
This is a time when we need to reflect.
我们今天在我们的信仰生活当中，有时候可能会碰到真的好像有一群敌人出现在我们眼前。
Today,
出乎意料之外的。
In our faith, we might encounter the same thing as a great multitude coming against us.
不知不觉，哎，已经在你面前了。
And when we are not aware, this great multitude is already in front of us.
所以患难有时候突然临到。
And so sometimes, this danger will come upon us.
那这些患难 tribulation， 这个患难来到的时候，带给我们什么样的教训呢
？And when this tribulation comes upon us, what does it teach us？
其实就是要让我们去反省，说，哎，到底我有没有什么地方是惹神发怒，从神来的提醒呢？
And makes us reflect in what areas of our life we let God show us his wrath.
哦，所以这个敌人当前的时候。
And so when this enemy is upon us.
其实就是让我们去回过头看。所以当时约沙法他如果回头去想神借着先知跟他讲过的话。
It prompts us to reflect. So if at that time Jehoshaphat reflected on what the prophet said to him.
因为当先知说神现在怒气向你发作的时候。
Because when the prophet told him that the wrath of the Lord is upon you.
其实后来约沙法他的国度也没有什么事情发生啊。
Right after the kingdom of Jehoshaphat did not encounter anything.
很有可能当时约沙法就忘记先知说什么。
And it was likely that right after the prophet told him this, he forgot what he told him.
什么事情也没发生啊，好好的啊。
As if nothing had happened.
但是在他不知不觉当中，现在敌人出来了。
But when he was unaware, his enemy came upon him.
所以其实凡神所说过的话，一定会实现的。
And so what the Lord has stated, it will indeed happen.
哦，有时候在当下。哎，好像没有什么事。
Sometimes in the moment, it seems like nothing has transpired.
但是神所说的，神的判断绝对一定会早晚会出现在我们眼前。
But what God has said and God's judgment will indeed happen in our faces.
所以神是信实的。
And so God holds true to His word.
神信实是包括他所说过的刑罚也会出现。
And this includes what He has prophesied before.
好，我们。在讲神的信实的时候，我们就会强调说：“哇，神赐福、神应许的都会来到。”
And when we say that what God has spoken will happen, we include His promises.
但是当神他这个约里面跟我们所说的，如果我们不这样做，就会有什么样神的惩罚的时候，一定会来到。
But even in God's will, when He says if we don't do a certain thing, He will punish us. These things will also happen.
哦，所以那个在历代志下里面，我们一直看到了那个先知的话说。如果我们寻求神，神就让我们寻见。
So in
比如说第十五章
，In Second Chronicles chapter 15，
哦，那个是亚撒利亚这位先知对亚撒所说的话。
This is what Azariah told King Asa。
好，你看，你们若寻求他，啊、你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。这样。第二节。
In verse,
if you seek him.
That verse 2, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
这个，所以就看到说，这个神是他所讲的话，一定会出现，只是有时候可能在以后的时间才会来到。
So here we see that what the Lord says will always happen, even if at a later time.
所以这样，当我们 遇到一个困难的时候
So when we encounter a difficult situation
我们一定要回头去看去想我们过去的生活
We need to reflect on our past
有任何不义的事惹神发怒的事一定要在神面前认罪悔改
Whatever is not righteous or what God considers wrong we need to repent
因为这个就是神的爱
Because this is the love of God
他要让我们回转归向他
He wants us to turn back towards him
神不容许我们有任何的缺陷说实在的
And in actuality, God does not want us to have any imperfections, and He wants us to become perfect.
啊、所以好了，现在这个大军来到耶稣华面前了。
And so now this multitude has come upon Jehoshaphat.
结果耶稣华二十章第三节就说他很害怕。
And 20 verse 3 says Jehoshaphat feared.
他定义要寻求神。
And set himself to seek the Lord.
在犹大地全地说宣告禁食。
And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
结果，于是犹大人就聚会哈、啊，求神帮助。犹大各城都有人出来要寻求神。
So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord.
所以你看，面对大军，面对这个很巨大的敌人在眼前的时候，第一件事情是什么
？And so when he encountered this great multitude in front of him, was the first thing that he did?
他是宣告禁食的。
He set a proclamation of fast.
他自己本身是非常害怕的。
Even though he was fearful.
这就是我们人很自然的反应。
And this is a very natural reaction.
我们面对这个敌人大军来到，当然会害怕、啊。
When we encounter a great multitude, of course we'll be afraid.
但是他知道一定要寻求神。
But he knew that he had to seek the Lord.
所以他现在把他的心意眼光定在神身上。
And so he put his eyesight upon the Lord.
他的所谓的寻求神，一定是从禁食祷告开始。
And in seeking the Lord, he started with proclaiming a fast.
然后呢，那王这样一宣布之后呢，那个百姓就跟随了。
And when he proclaimed this fast, all of Judah followed him.
求神帮助。
And together asked God for help.
大家也跟随一起来寻求神。
And gathered together to seek the Lord.
你看今天我们如果遇到困难的时候
，Today if we encounter difficulties,
我们通常都会想方法。
Most of the time we will look for methods.
今天如果国家面对一个大军来侵犯我们。
Today if our country encounters a great multitude that comes against us.
你知道那总统会做什么
？What would the president do?
调动军队啊。
He would gather the troops.
然后就开始招募这些国民兵进来。
And he would gather the allies.
就是要找百姓啊，这个预备的那个军队那个 force 就通通把他召集进来嘛。
And all the troops.
整军就是要开始预备打仗。
He would gather together and prepare them for war.
很自然的，我们一定用我们有的资源，我们有的人力，要来去抵挡这个敌人嘛。
Naturally, we would use our resources and pull them together to fight the enemy.
但是这位王在这个神的国度里面，他用的方法完全不一样，跟世上不一样的。
But this king, his actions and what he did was different.
他是求神。祷告求神呢。
First, what he did was seek the Lord and fast.
他不是先去召集他的幕僚，先来开个会了哈。
He did not gather his people and set up a meeting.
好，他现在宣告禁食以后。
And so after he proclaimed this fast.
第五节说他现在进到神的圣殿里面来。
And verse 5 says that he enters the house of the Lord.
他到了那个圣殿来的时候，他来祷告。
When he entered the house of the Lord, he prayed.
是他说在犹大和耶路撒冷的会中站在神的殿。表示召集百姓现在进到圣殿来。
It says he stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord. So he gathered everybody in the house of the Lord.
然后他就开始祷告。
And he started praying.
所以从第六节开始就是他的祷告，到第十二节就是他的祷告内容。
So verse 6 to 12 is the content of his prayer.
我们就看到这个王哦，他立定心意寻求神的时候。
And we see that when this king sets his determination to pursue the Lord.
就表现在他遇到困难的时候。
This is evident in when he encounters difficulties.
他真的是用神的方式在面对的。
He really encountered difficulties through the way of God.
就是先祷告，先禁食祷告，这是一个在神面前真的是诚心的悔改，然后祈求神帮助的一个行为。
First, he would fast and pray that he would repent and ask God for his help.
然后现在到神的殿里面来求。
And now coming to the house of the Lord to ask of him.
因为在耶路撒冷有圣殿。
Because in Jerusalem there was a temple.
这个圣殿，当所罗门把它献给神的时候
，This temple is a temple that Solomon offered to the Lord.
所罗门王曾经跟神这样祷告祈求过的。
And Solomon had once prayed to the Lord in this manner.
那所罗门所祈求的，神都答应了。
And what Solomon prayed for, God granted to him.
现在就真的约沙王，他现在要用神当初应许所罗门的那个承诺，现在他要。
And now Jehoshaphat is emulating the way of Solomon and praying to the Lord.
所以在这个约沙法王的祷告里面，我们看到他把所罗门当初献殿的时候的祷告把它浓缩起来。
And here we see that when Jehoshaphat was praying, he copied the way that Solomon prayed.
就是，对，他是把它 summarize， 他把这个当时所罗门所讲的神应许的，他全部把它集中起来了。
And all the prayers that Solomon prayed, Jehoshaphat summarized in his prayer.
那现在他先说啊，神啊，你实在是大有能力的神。
And first, Jehoshaphat said that the Lord God,
你是大有能力的。
Has great might and power.
哪有在万国当中的神哪一个像你？没有了。
That there is not one like him in all of the nations.
没有人能够抵挡你。
And there is no one able to withstand him.
所以你是全能的。
And so you are omnipotent.
第七节说。
Verse 7 says.
主啊
，God，
你曾经把你的名啊带出埃及的时候。
Previously, you drove out the inhabitants of this land.
你把这里的居民把他驱逐出去，把这个地赐给你的朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业。
To Egypt, and you gave it to the descendants of Abraham.
哦，这个就是他提到这个神当初的拣选，他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And he brought up the chosen ones of God because they were the descendants of Abraham.
这个地是神你应许赐给亚伯拉罕的。
And this land was what God had promised and given to Abraham.
所以主啊，我们住在这里，这是你的旨意。
So God, since we are inhabiting here, this is your will.
你的应许也实现在我们眼前了。
And what you have promised is manifested it before our eyes.
第八节说，我们在这里又为你的名建造圣所，有圣殿。
Verse 8 says, here we built you a sanctuary in it for your name.
我们现在在你的圣殿里面祷告。
And we are praying in your sanctuary.
因为第九节说，如果有祸患临到我们。
It says that if disaster comes upon us,
有刀兵灾殃
sword,
若是有瘟疫饥荒
judgment, pestilence,
我们碰到极难的时候
famine,
我们如果能够，我们站在你的圣殿来向你呼求祷告的时候，
If we stand before this temple and pray in your presence,
你一定会垂听而拯救。
You will hear and save.
因为你的名在这个殿里。
Because your name is in the sanctuary.
所以在这个时候，你就看到说，那个神的殿有多重要。
And here we see, how important the sanctuary of the Lord is.
因为这个地方是立神的名。
Because this was, built according to His name.
我们今天若是有任何的需要困难
，Today if we have any needs or any troubles，
我们在极难的时候
，In our tribulations，
要去哪里
？If we don't know where to go，
先到教会来祷告。
First we come to church to pray。
通常我们如果像生病的时候，赶快跑去医院呢
？Usually if we are sick， the first thing we'll do is go to the hospital。
但其实我们过去有一些弟兄姐妹，他们凭着信心呢。先到教会去祷告。
But in the past, some brothers and sisters, according to their faith, first come to the church to pray.
那真的，那个祷告蒙神垂听。
And truly, their prayers were answered by the Lord.
哦，所以我们不能够轻忽了，当我们把这个地点献给神，在这里立神的名的那个意义。
And so we cannot neglect the importance of us giving this, creating this church in the name of the Lord.
因为在这里有神的应许。
Because here there is the promise of the Lord.
这个应许必然要实现，凡是愿意相信的人。
This promise will be manifested to all those who believe.
所以他这里他跟神提到说，我们现在站在你的圣殿里面，按照你所应许的跟你祷告。
So here he says that here we stand in your sanctuary that we built in it for your name and pray.
那现在来攻击我们这些。敌人，我们曾经照你的吩咐恩待过他们。
And these enemies that come against us, we fight them according to your power.
我们曾经恩待他们，我们曾经没有灭绝他们，对他们很好。
Even though in the past we have had good relations with them.
但是第十一节说，但是看到他们现在报复我们了，要攻击我们了。
But verse 11 says that now they are throwing us out of your possession.
他来侵犯你赐给我们这个地呢？
And they are taking away what you have given to us.
第十二节说，主啊，你不惩罚他们吗？
And verse 12 asks, will you not judge them?
他说，我们无力抵抗他们。
For we have no power against this great multitude.
这个是大军，我们没有力量。
This is a great multitude, and against them we have no
power. 我们不知道怎么办呢？
We do not know what to do.
我们的眼目单仰望你。
And our eyes are upon you.
你看，这个祷告是王他在百姓都聚集在圣殿的时候他所讲的话。
And this prayer was what the king prayed for when all of the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem gathered in the house of the Lord.
我们能够想象说，今天如果美国总统，
Can we imagine today that if the President of the United States
来攻击的时候,
when he is faced with a great multitude,
然后他在教会里面祷告，跟百姓这样说，宣告啊，跟全国宣告。
And he prays, in a great assembly in the church.
我们没有力量抵抗。
That we have, no strength to
withstand our enemies. 我们不知道怎么办呢？
And we do not know what to do.
我们只能靠神了。
And the only thing we can do is rely on the Lord.
那个国王大概就不，那个总统大概就被人家弹劾就罢免了。
And perhaps that a president will be overthrown by.
没有想办法，就只会靠神。
Because people will think this president did not think of a method to save us, and
only rely
on God. 难道真的
犹大国当时真的无能为力吗
？At that time, was Judah really that helpless?
我们在之前不是看过那个约撒法王曾经有多少军队吗
？Previously, did we not see that Asa had so many?
约撒法王。
Jehoshaphat had so many.
第十七章。
In verse 17,
他讲他的那个军队,
that he was talking about how many troops
你把他算一算,
he had.
他有118万呢,
and if we
count, 116万呢,
and if we count, he had
100万, 1 million,
1 million,
超过100万的军队啊。他说，你看，在这个时候，当然圣经没有写说那个这个三国联军有多少人。
And of course, the Bible doesn't state that when these three, people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir came together, how many people there were altogether? But at this time, if Jehoshaphat gathered all his troops, he would have enough manpower.
可是他现在跟百姓说,
but now he is telling the people,
我们没有力量抵抗,
we do not have the strength to overcome them.
主啊, 我们不知道怎么办啊。
And Lord, we do not know what to do.
我们现在只能够眼目担当仰望你就好了。
Now our eyes can only be upon you.
这个时候当众人听到王这样祷告,
and now when the people heard that their king was praying like this,
你看当时候众人他们的婴孩妻子儿女通通站在神的面前。
We see in verse 13, Judah with all their little ones, wives, children stood before the Lord.
一般如果按照我们现在的看法，哇，你这个王也太软弱了吧。
And according to our standards today, if we look at the king in this way, we feel like the king is very weak.
你在这些妇人孩子面前留下一个不好的榜样。
That in front of the wives and these children, he is setting a bad example.
面对困难的时候都不知道怎么办。
That in the face of difficulty, he does not know what to do. How can he become king?
但这个王他没有完全没有这样想。
But this king did not think of it like this.
因为他现在只能够仰望神，他不想靠他自己的武力去面对这个敌人。
Because right now he knew he could only seek the Lord. He did not want to use his own abilities against his enemies.
所以这个时候，你看神的工作就出现了。
And at this time, God's work was manifested.
你看那个神的灵就临到这个亚哈西这个人身上。
You see, the spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel.
那这个亚哈西他是利未人呢。
And Jehaziel was
他是亚撒的后代
was the son of Asaph.
那亚撒他是那个唱歌的啊，对。
And Asaph was one who sang.
就是那个后代是专门在圣殿里面诗班的成员，他在教诗的那个诗班的班长。
And he was a descendant of one who sang in the temple.
现在神的灵临到这个利未人。
And now the spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel.
这个人就开始讲预言了。
And this person started to prophesy.
那这个就是神的灵临到他，要他去传讲神的话语，去鼓励当时候的百姓。
And this is the spirit of the Lord coming upon him to encourage the people.
我们就看到那个神的工作，在旧约的时代，神的灵临到谁，那个人真的是在那个时代，在那个时候就是成为神的口。
We see the work of the Lord, that once the Spirit of the Lord came upon somebody, they became the mouthpiece of the Lord.
亚哈西所讲的这段非常重要。
And what Jehaziel prophesied is very important.
第十五节他说。
Verse 15, he said.
他说，你们听我说，神对你们这样讲，不要，他说，你们不要因为这个大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
He said, listen, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
胜败是在神，不在人。
The battle is not yours, but God's.
哦，第十八节说，明日你们要下去迎敌。
And verse 18 said that Jehoshaphat...
Tomorrow, go, 对不对？十八节。
Verse 18 said, tomorrow that you will go.
哦，然后去什么地方，你们在什么地方碰到敌人呢？
And you will go to this place, and at this place you will encounter your enemies.
第十七节说
，Verse 17 says，
犹大跟耶路撒冷人啊，你这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着，看神为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，不要惊慌。
17 says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you.
明天你就出去迎敌，因为神与是与你们同在的。
Tomorrow go down against them because God is with you.
你现在想 这段亚哈西所讲的话，
If we think about this passage that Jehaziel prophesied,
他跟百姓说，跟王也跟王说，胜败在神手上。
He told the people and the king, that victory is in their hands, in the Lord's hands.
但是你还是要下去跟面对这个敌人。
But you still need to position yourselves and, against the enemy.
但是你不要征战。
But you do not need to fight.
你只要摆正站着就对了。
You just need to position yourselves and stand still.
那你站着的时候，你不要害怕。
And when you're standing there, you do not need to be afraid.
不要慌了。
Do not need to be dismayed.
因为你会看到对方的军队，啊，满山谷了。
Because you will see the enemies filling the valley.
明天出去迎战，跟敌人站在他面前。
And tomorrow you will go down and stand against your enemy.
神要与你们同在。
And the Lord is with you.
当百姓跟约沙王听到这句话以后。
And when the people and King Jehoshaphat heard
this, 第十八节
verse 18,
这个王俯伏在神面前。
Jehoshaphat bowed his head to the ground.
犹大跟百姓也一样俯伏在神面前叩拜神。
And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem also bowed before the Lord.
然后呢，第十九节，这个利未人呢，开始用极大的声音来赞美以色列神。
And verse 19, the Levites used their loud voices and praised the Lord.
他们听到先知这样的讲，这样的鼓励之后，
when they heard this encouragement from the prophet. And the prophecy.
他们就大声的赞美神了。
They use their loud voices and praise the Lord.
好像这个胜利已经在他们手上了。
As if the victory was already in their hands.
哦，如果我们说我们要感谢赞美神的时候，通常都是胜利已经打胜仗回来的时候，高声赞美神嘛。
When we want to thank and praise the Lord, usually the victory is already won.
但是这一次是在还没有打以前。
But here it is before they even went to battle.
他们就已经用极大的声音在赞美神了。
They used their voices loud and high and praised the Lord.
因为他们已经相信神把胜利交给他们了。
Because they already believed that the victory was with them.
所以这一段先知的鼓励呢？
And so this encouragement that came from this prophet.
他所讲的话跟当初神跟摩西讲的话是一样的。
The words he said was similar to what the Lord and Moses said.
我们先看出埃及记第十四章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 14.
当他们的祖先出埃及要过红海的时候。
When their descendants were.
他们的祖先。
Oh, when their ancestors were coming out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea.
前面是红海，后面是埃及的追兵。
In front of them was the Red Sea, and behind them was the land of Egypt.
他们说死定了。
And they thought to themselves, that there was nothing they could do.
但是现在神跟摩西这样说，摩西跟百姓这样讲。
But now Moses said to his people.
第十三节。
Verse 13. Verse 13, Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever.
14节。
14, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace.
你看这里，那个摩西他当时对百姓所讲的这个鼓励的话。
And here we see the encouragement that Moses said to the people.
你只管站住。
Stand still.
看神今天要向你们所施行的拯救。
See the salvation of the Lord which will accomplish for you today.、
哦、那当时候这句话对百姓来说很关键。
And at this time, what he said was really relevant to the people.、
哦、当然后来神的作为就用那个云柱把百姓跟埃及追兵把它隔开了。
And we see that after the Lord separated the Israelites.
红海分开了。
And
对不对？
The Red Sea was parted.
他们走下去了。
And they were able to go through the Red Sea.
真的，这些追兵他们后来都没看到了，因为都死了。
Who were after them, they truly did not see because they all died.
现在亚哈西他对犹大众百姓这样说。
And now, Jehaziel said to the people.
这是神的信息。
This is the prophecy of the Lord.
你们。不要恐惧，不要惊慌，要看神为你们施行拯救。
Do not fear, do not be dismayed. See what the Lord will do for you.
我们就看到，你看，当百姓他们愿意服在神面前 去祈求神的时候，
we see that when the people are able to gather together and seek the Lord，
当他们觉得真的是束手无策的时候了，
when they truly feel that there's nothing else that they could do，
因为他们真的是完全的仰望神了，
because all they did was seek after the Lord，
神要他们站住，你就看神怎么样救你们。
The Lord wanted them to stand still and see how he would save them，
他们在神面前呼呼，
and in his presence they bowed down。
好，现在二十节，
now verse 20，
次日清晨，照着神的吩咐，他们就出去了。
And so they rose early in the morning and went according to the Lord's will.
出去的时候，耶沙法就跟这个犹大跟耶路撒冷居民这样说。
And when they went out, Jehoshaphat told his people.
他说：“信主你们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。
Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.”
所以他这里提到说要相信。
And here he brings up the important fact of believing.
相信神才能够坚定。
Believing in the Lord to be established.
相信先知所讲的神的话语就亨通了。
Believing in the prophets who speak the word of the Lord to prosper.
所以这个力量就是从神的应许来的。
So the strength comes from the promise of the Lord.
这个应许能够实现在我们身上，就是看我们愿不愿意相信了。
Whether or not this promise can be manifested on ourselves is whether or not we believe.
所以你看，约沙法他现在跟百姓商议的，他们现在把诗班放在最前面。
And so Jehoshaphat appointed those who should sing to the Lord and put them in the front.
那这个他们穿圣洁的礼服。
And they wore.
走在军队前面赞美神。
And they stood in front of the people praising the Lord.
当称谢神，因他的慈爱永远长存。
And praising the beauty of the holiness and his mercy that endures forever.
我就看到这个地方，其实先知要约沙法说，你现在把军队召集进来。
Actually, the prophet wanted Jehoshaphat to gather all the troops.
因为现在犹大的军队是已经来了。
Because the troops of Judah had already come.
现在诗班穿圣洁礼服在军队前面唱诗赞美神。
And the people who sang gathered in front of the troops and praised the Lord.
但是这个犹大的军队是来摆阵而已，来站在那边而已啊。
The troops of Judah was only there to stand there.
因为神已经说你不用征战，你不用打。
Because the Lord already told them you do not need to battle.
就看着神怎么拯救。
Just stand there and see how God will save you.
他们就唱诗，就是说啊。主啊，你我们要赞美你，你的慈爱永远长存。
So they sang praises to him that his mercy endures forever.
那你看诗班在唱诗的时候
，And when the people who were singing were praising and singing，
你看神派伏兵来，他说来击杀这些敌人呢。
It says the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir.
最后他们自相残杀
，And then they were defeated.
他们不费一兵一卒，这个大军，这个敌人的军队就散了。
And even though this great people, there were a lot of people, they disbanded.
是神派的伏兵哦，去击杀他们，横尸遍野了。
And it was the Lord who set ambushes against them.
是说没有一个逃脱的。
That there was not one who could escape.
真的是敌人的联军全军覆没，一个都不剩。
That all of the enemies, there was none left.
他们就是在那边看而已呢。
And all they did was stand there and watch.
看了之后，哎，现在就开始收这些财物了。
And after they watched, they began to gather.
收了三天。
And it took them 3 days.
到第四天，聚集在这个比拉加谷。
And on the fourth day, they stood at.
比拉加，这个就是第二十六节那里说的。
In verse 26, they assembled in the valley of Beracha.
那在这个比拉加谷，他说在那个地就是在称颂神，这个在那里是一个称谢神的山谷了。
And the valley of Beracha, it says, was where they blessed the Lord.
因为他们看到了神奇妙的拯救。
Because there they had witnessed God's miraculous saving.
收这些东西收了四天。
They gathered their spoils for 4 days.
欢欢喜喜的回到耶路撒冷去。
And joyfully they went back to Jerusalem.
哦，他们因为神使他们战胜仇敌，他们就欢喜快乐了。
Because God fought against their enemies for them, so they were filled with joy.
然后呢，弹琴鼓瑟吹号到耶路撒冷，然后进了神的殿。
So with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets, they entered the house of the Lord.
那最后看到这一个胜利的凯歌了。
And so here we see a victorious process.
这个大军本来是让约沙法非常害怕的。
At first, this great multitude brought about fear for Jehoshaphat.
让约沙法觉得说他无力抵抗的。
And he felt that there was nothing he could do.
但是他就只知道说我要求靠神。
All he knew was that he could rely on the Lord.
真的，他出于这样的信心，神就拯救了。
And truly with this kind of faith, the Lord saved him.
最后是欢欢喜喜的进到神的殿里面去感谢。
And afterwards, it was with great joy that it entered the house of the Lord to give thanks.
我们就看到这是一个很特殊的战争。
And we see that this is a very different kind of warfare.
他不会一兵一卒。他没有动用，他没有真的没有用，没有一个军队说真的去击杀敌人。
And there was not one troop that needed to kill any of the enemies.
都是神为他们征战的。
And rather, it was the Lord who fought for them.
神把胜利带给他们。
And it was the Lord who brought about the victory for them.
神让他们欢喜快乐。
And the Lord allowed them to be victorious and joyful.
所以是的，当我们愿意信神，就必立稳。
So it is true that when we believe in God, we will also be victorious.
我们能够相信神所讲的话，就可以亨通。
If we are able to believe in the word of word of the Lord, then we will also be victorious.
神的慈爱永远长存。
And God's never-ending love is always with us.
所以今天我们看到这样子一个很奇妙的拯救，神的拯救。
And so we see this miraculous story.
我们就去想。
And it prompts us to think.
当初彼得他跟主耶稣说
，At the time when Peter said to Jesus，
主啊，你有永生之道。
You have eternal life。
我们还跟从谁呢
？Who else can we follow？
所以当我们有困难的时候
，So when we encounter difficulties，
我们跟从谁
？Who should we follow？
我们跟从主耶稣呢，还是我们去寻求人来的帮助呢
？Should we follow Jesus or should we gather help from other people？
当我们有病痛的时候，我们跟随是那些名医呢？
When we have illnesses, who do we trust?
还是我们真的是跟随这位全能的主？
Or do we follow this omnipotent God?
那我们在信心软弱的时候，
And when our faith is weak,
我们是去仰望朋友的安慰呢？
Do we ask for the comfort from our friends?
还是去寻求这个社会上的一些各种途径，来让我们觉得我们比较舒服呢？
Or do we seek comfort in society?
还是我们去仰望主耶稣基督？
Or do we seek after the Lord Jesus Christ?
因为他是我们信心的创造者。
Because he is the creator of our faith.
我们先来看希伯来书第十二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们要仰望这位主耶稣基督。
We need to seek this Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第二节。
Two, looking onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这里特别强调说，这个信心是主耶稣给我们的。
Here it states that this faith is given to us by Jesus.
我们真的要仰望主耶稣基督降添我们信心呢。
And we need to seek after him because he gives us this faith.
这个信心像看约沙法，他是从禁食祷告来的。
And this faith, if we look at Jehoshaphat, came from fasting and praying.
他是从那个犹大众人能够跟他一起来求告神的。
And it came from the people of Judah gathering together and worshiping God with him.
所以今天我们如果想要增加信心，真的能够去面对我们生活当中任何的挑战。
So today, if we want to increase our faith,
我们一定要加强祷告。
Then we need to increase our prayer.
我们一定要弟兄姐妹能够一起同心祷告。
And we need to gather the brothers and sisters and pray together with us.
所以这个祷告如果能够真的在神的殿里面来进行的时候，
And if this prayer can occur in the house of the Lord,
我们相信神的应许必然实现在我们当中。
Then we believe that the promise of God will come upon us.
所以我们现在弟兄姐妹，我们到教会来祷告的这个热情，其实在减退。
So brothers and sisters, the prayer that the fervency of our prayer in the church is decreasing.
聚会前的祷告，安息日的早上的祷告，我们人数都一直都不多。
And the number of people who come before Sabbath to come to pray is slowly decreasing.
也就是说，我们没有去看到神他这个美好的应许。
In other words, we are less likely to see God's beautiful promise.
这个我们信心的见证人，他们留下给我们这个美好的榜样。
And we are not able to see what these faithful men have, the examples that they have left for us.
他们在这里的呼求，神都听到了。
And all the prayers that they have asked for, God had listened to.
神的拯救真的是完全出乎他们意料之外的。
And God was able to save them.
我们要仰望这位主耶稣。
And in the same way, we need to seek after this Lord.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
And ask Jesus to help us.
让我们能够相信他的应许。
So that we can believe in his promise.
因为只有他才是最好的拯救。
Because it is only he who is able to save us.
我们现在看弥迦书第七章。
Let us turn to Micah chapter 7.
弥迦书第七章。
Micah chapter 7.
第七章，我们来看第七节。
Micah chapter 7 verse 7. Therefore I will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me.
第八节。
Verse 8, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me.
你看这里，这位先知他这样说。至于我，我要仰望神，要等候那救我的神，我的神必然应允我。
Here the prophet says, I will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God, for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me.
因为这位神，他绝对不会让他的名被羞辱的。
Because this God will not let his people fall down.
所以仇敌可以这样夸口。
And enemies can say what they want.
但是神必然拯救。
But God will be his salvation.
而且神的拯救一定出乎我们意料之外，太奇妙。
And this salvation is very miraculous.
因为神他就是这样一个奇妙的神。
And so because he is God and because he is a miraculous God.
看以赛亚书第五十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
五十章来看第十节。
Isaiah 50 verse 10. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God.
你们中间谁是敬畏神的，听从他仆人的话呢？我们每一个人，我们都敬畏神。
Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? All of us fears the Lord.
所以当我们能够愿意依靠神的名，会仰赖他的能力的时候。
So when we are willing to
仰赖神的能力。
To yearn after his power.
当大军来攻击我们的时候。
When this great multitude comes upon us.
不用害怕。
We do not need to fear.
我们只管站着。
We only need to stand still.
等候神他奇妙的拯救。
And wait for the Lord's miraculous salvation.
最后来看四十五章，以赛亚书四十五章。
Lastly, let us turn to Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah 45.
请读二十二节。
Isaiah 45 verse 22. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other.
这是神说的。
And this is what God said.
他说地极的人都当仰望我，全地人都来仰望我，就必得救。
Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth.
因为神说只有他是神，没有别的人。
Because God said, I am God, there is no other.
愿我们当我们在生命当中遇到大军来攻击的时候，
In our lives, when we encounter great multitudes that come upon us,
我们真的能够先自我反省。
May we first be able to reflect.
我们能够祈求神原谅我们的过犯。
Ask and repent of our past sins. And save us.
赐给我们力量，赐给我们信心。
Give us the strength and give us the faith.
让我们可以用一个感谢的心，相信神的话语，然后大声赞美他。
That with a heart of thanksgiving and faith, we can truly praise him.
当我们得拯救的时候，
and when we receive the salvation,
会欢欢喜喜的再到神的殿里面来感谢他。
That we may joyfully come to the house of God and thank him.
在这里服侍他，
and praise him.
在这里为他做见证，
and worship him and testify for him.
在这里成为神的见证人，在这里能够吸引更让这里能够有更多属神的人。
And testify for him so that more people can come to believe in him.
所以我们的心可以完全的依赖神。
So the heart can be complete and believe in God.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
172首。
172.